Boy, I like Joey Gilbert. I mean, I really, really, really like him. He's an amazing political specimen. He's going to be somebody to be dealt with. One of the things that we've discovered here in Nevada, and the rest of the nation now knows this, the number one word out of the mouths of Democrats is abortion. It's also the last. It's the first, it's the last, and everyone in between. But what we are finding, and we've found it here in Nevada, that it's not moving the needle because it's not moving the needle. And because it's been codified here in the state of Nevada, in the state of Nevada. And in fact, that happened back in 1990. I want you to hear Tucker Carlson because the big question is in those elections down in Georgia for governor and the U.S. Senate. How is abortion playing in Georgia? This was Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
So the most recent New York Times poll shows that a grand total of 5% of Americans think abortion is the most important issue. And by the way, that's for and against pro-lifers and pro-choicers. So it's not the most important issue in a country that is actually crumbling before our eyes and whose economy is in deep, deep peril. We're in the middle of a recession. But Democrats talk only about abortion. And in fact, they're tying the economy to abortion. They are now arguing explicitly, because this moment couldn't get darker than it already is. When Jason Whitlock calls it demonic, at first we kind of laugh. We're not laughing anymore. This is. They're saying now that abortion is the solution to the economic disaster that they have created. And they're not being coy about it. They're just saying it. This summer, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, said abortion is good. It's an affirmative good because it keeps more women chained to their jobs in office buildings. And that improves GDP. Stop reproducing. Get back to work. Citibank needs you. HR department calling. Have an abortion. Okay. That's not dystopian or anything. So then on Morning Joe, also on MSNBC, Stacey Abrams showed up. She's the current governor of Georgia in her mind, but still running for governor again, and thank heaven losing, offered another benefit of abortion. She explained with a straight face that if you kill your children, it's going to be a lot easier to afford gas at the pump.
But while abortion is an issue, it nowhere reaches the level of interest of voters in terms of the cost of gas, food, bread, milk, things like that. What can a governor, what could you do as governor to alleviate the concerns of Georgia voters about those livability, daily, hourly issues that they're confronted with?
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs.
Oh, it's your fault for having children. Get back to Citibank. What? Stacey Abrams, who is not married and has no children, lives only for herself, has contempt for people who dare to have children. We can just import those. Don't have your own. And if you had children, maybe you're the one to blame for gas prices you can't afford. So you get a politician who says stuff like that, and you've got something to talk about. By the way, she's welcome on this show any day of the week. But reporters, including the one who was moderating the gubernatorial debate in Georgia this week, decided not to ask about this. Watch this. Watch this bag of jello. Chuck Williams, with a local news station, asked Stacey Abrams. He didn't really ask, actually. This is like a suck-up. This is throne-sniffing disguised as a question. And this is real. This is not a deep fake. This is an actual question from Chuck Williams, which cannot really be his real name. Watch this.
Ms. Abrams, public opinion polls in our state show support for the right to abortion, Medicaid expansion, and banning assault weapons. You are on the side of public opinion in each of these issues, yet you are behind in almost every poll. Why?
So, since you're Jesus, does it shock you that a prophet gets no respect in his hometown? Stacey Abrams, beautiful. Brilliant.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, coming up on 12:30, and a quick check of the traffic cams right now. There seems to be a lot of congestion there on U.S. 95 southbound. That's past the Rainbow Curve. I'm looking for an accident. Don't see one there, but still, you're going to be tapping the brakes as you work your way through there. Slow flows there on the Beltway 215 westbound, beginning around Gillespie. There's a lot of cars that are trying to merge from 215 west over to Interstate 15 northbound. There's only one lane available on that transition, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. And if you're in the right lane, do approach that with caution. A lot of cars there.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app. The Vegas Golden Knights are 3-1-0 this season. They're home tonight hosting Winnipeg. First of three straight at home for the Knights. They'll host the Avalanche on Saturday and the Maple Leafs on Monday before visiting San Jose this coming Tuesday night. UNLV football looking to snap a two-game slide. They're 4-3 overall, 2-2 in the conference, on the road this Saturday at Notre Dame. Nevada football's home this Saturday night, 7:30 kickoff against San Diego State. The 2-5 Wolfpack are 0-3 in Mountain West play. They've lost five in a row after winning the first two of the season. San Diego State 1-1 in the conference so far. They're 3-3 overall. NFL, quick turnaround for the Cardinals. They'll host the Saints this Thursday night. The Raiders are home this Sunday against the Texans. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Nevadans are fed up with skyrocketing crime. Under Steve Sisolak's watch, theft is up, and fentanyl deaths among teenagers have doubled. Why? Sisolak tied the hands of our police, reducing penalties for dangerous criminals and drug dealers, including fentanyl traffickers. Even California has stronger penalties than Nevada now. One man has the experience to stop it. Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo will end Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies and replace them with common-sense measures focused on keeping our communities safe and violent criminals off our streets. Joe will get rid of reduced sentences for drug traffickers and burglars, eliminate leniency for career criminals, and end Sisolak's anti-police practices. Nevada needs to stop Steve Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies before it's too late. Nevada needs Sheriff Joe Lombardo as governor. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. I must tell you, the postmortems are already beginning. You can tell that people like Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama, they're all saying the same thing. Democrats are talking about the wrong issues. And in fact, Kellyanne Conway was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday. Talking about the Democrats and the problems that they have right now in state after state after state after state. And it comes down to, and this is cut two, by the way. This is cut number two. that Kellyanne Conway says that one of the problems for Dems is that they're talking about the wrong issues. Here it is.
Kellyanne, this New York Times poll from 2 days ago shows independent women in 1 month moving considerably toward the Republican Party.
Bill, that New York Times poll was remarkable in that it showed women tied on the generic ballot. 47% said they would vote Democrat. 47% said they would vote Republican. If the Democrats don't have the gender gap among women, they don't have a prayer on November 8th. This could be a very big Republican year. And the reason is very obvious. When you ignore the will of the people as expressed in polls, you're ignoring the will of the people overall. And Biden has picked the wrong hill to die on here with Roe. For the reasons that Mark and you and Dana have already laid out on this program, it's not high in the polls. It's faded even in the Google searches. Crime is 2 times more likely to be searched on Google right now than abortion or Dobbs. And let's roll the tape. President Obama, when he was running in 2007, he literally said at the Planned Parenthood event in 2007, quote, "When I'm elected, the first thing I'll do is sign into law the Freedom of Choice Act." Then he got elected, and within the first 100 days, he said, "The Freedom of Choice Act is not my highest legislative priority." Then he said, "I believe women can decide that issue better than a president or Congress." 15 years later, his vice president, now President Biden, takes a different tack on this. So they're taking a huge chance, a huge risk among female voters by narrow casting to women and thereby ignoring that we women are not single issue thinkers, single issue doers, and single issue voters. Last point on this. When you look at the polling, I think Obama has actually been deployed out there in the midterms where Biden has not. He's the one saying this week, "I want my party to focus less on pronouns and really more on kitchen table issues."
Yeah.
He's sending a warning sign because he sees what's going on there. They're talking about the wrong issues.
They are. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Major League Baseball. This is the fun part of the season. This is the playoffs. And we're getting down to crunch time to see who goes to the World Series. Stay with us. We're going to take a break a little bit early as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an Opportunity Pack.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
John was such a wonderful student. I miss having him in class.
John and I used to study together every week. I hope he's okay.
I love playing hoops with John. I really miss him.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, we've got tickets to give away. I'm so excited. Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell, the musical. Yeah, I've got a pair of tickets. We'll give them away in our next hour after 1 o'clock. No. It's everybody says the show's great. So can't wait to have you enjoy that on us. And by the way, tickets are available if you want to buy them at Ticketmaster.com. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking the Major League Baseball. We are down to the bitter end for some teams. My beloved Cardinals. And, of course, Jim Dallas's Reds didn't even get a sniff of the playoffs.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not even close to
that. And I don't mean to rub it in, but yeah. I will rub it in. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. They're a divisional rival for my Cardinals. Anyway, we got baseball back up and running, and we have an off day in one series, a travel day, so to speak. What have we seen so far?
Well, it's pretty good. Of course, the Yankees were delayed that one day. They didn't have a day off in between the end of their division series, and now here we are in the championship series. But they're going to be playing the Yankees and the Astros less than an hour from right now. 1:37 is the scheduled first pitch here on the West Coast. It's on TBS, and it should be a good matchup. We've got the right-hander, Luis Severino, on the mound for the Yankees today. He's got a 4.76 ERA in the playoffs, so they're getting to him a little bit. And Framber Valdez is on the mound for the Astros, 3.18 ERA. And it should be another good matchup. And it was kind of interesting what happened in the other series the other day, Kevin. San Diego and Philadelphia. It was the first time in postseason history that a pitcher was actually pitching to his sibling.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, Aaron and Austin Nola made Major League Baseball history. So I'm sure their parents are quite proud, wherever they may be. But the pitcher got the best of the batter in that case, Aaron. As he induced a ground out in that. But they're not the first siblings to play each other. In fact, Can you recall the last time that two brothers played each other in an American League division or American League championship series?
I can't.
Sandy and Roberto Alomar.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in the 1996.
That's back in the day.
1996 and 97. That was back in the steroid era, if you will, when they were knocking him out of the park in the late 90s. But it should be a lot of fun today. You know Mattress Mack is certainly hoping his Astros win.
And he's got how much riding on the series?
He went to five different outlets, casinos, sports books, if you will, and he spent $10 million in those five different places.
Ooh.
And if he wins, he's going to cash $70 million worth of tickets.
Who do you like? Who do you like going to the World Series?
Boy, I do like the Padres in the National League. I would like to see them get in there. And in the American League, it's hard to root against the Yankees. It really is.
Although, can I tell you, most of my friends love to root against the Yankees. Now, that doesn't mean it clouds your judgment.
Right.
But there are a lot of my friends just hate the Yankees. Hate the Yankees.
They're one of those teams you either love them or you hate them. And now I happen to know a couple of people who are Yankees fans. So, yeah, you got to give them a little bit of support. Although, on the other hand, they have won, some 27 different championships.
Yeah.
Far more than anybody else.
They have, shall we say, been there. I just love it. Well, I know we're going to be following this right up into the World Series. So you think the Padres will get breakthrough? Can I nail you down on the other series?
I'm going to go with the Yankees. Again, Mattress Mack is not going to like that pick, and I may be wrong on that, but I'm kind of leaning towards the Yankees right now, who trail by one game in that series.
Wow.
We'll see. 137 on TBS. Yankees Astros.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Laura Ingraham. I love Laura Ingraham. I don't think I've ever had her on my show. And I don't know why. But we've had most of the other, Fox personalities at one point or another, maybe back in the day, back in the CBS days. But Laura Ingraham it just blew me away last night. I'm watching, and what is really great about when you watch Fox News is you learn something. You know, the we report, you decide thing. They inform as well as entertain. And Laura Ingraham brought me back to COVID. And the CDC is getting ready to really bully your kids and your family on a COVID vaccine. For kids, listen, this is cut six, by the way, Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
Now, it doesn't matter that our medical professionals were wrong about lockdowns, wrong about the vaccine stopping transmission, wrong about natural immunity, and wrong about shutting down the schools. They still want to control you. These people are shameless. Today, an advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control voted 15-0 to add the COVID-19 vax to the Vaccines for Children program. Now, the VFC, as it's called, is a federally funded program that provides free vaccines to families who can't afford them. This now paves the way for what is likely a foregone conclusion. Adding the vaccine to the list of vaccines required for school admission. Now, in other words, the COVID-19 vaccine would be on the same list for most states as, like measles, polio, etc. That vote will take place tomorrow. Now, this is quite literally insane and should be challenged in court immediately. This could mean millions of children across the country could be denied school because of a vaccine they don't need. And as we've documented in great detail, any benefits that healthy young people get from the waning immunity of this vaccine is outweighed by all the risks that are involved. Dr. Asim Malhotra, the renowned British cardiologist who joined us last night, issued a warning.
I find it very difficult to believe that Pfizer senior executives and Pfizer scientists didn't know when it was being rolled out because they have access to the raw data, which we now know shows significant harm. I'm sure an investigation will reveal this eventually. It probably should never have been rolled out in the first place. But this is perhaps the greatest miscarriage of medical science, attack on democracy, damage to population health, an erosion of trust in medicine that we will witness in our lifetime. They need to act now and stop this from continuing to cause more harm.
He believes the vaccine should be stopped altogether. He's right. And Republican governors need to step up to protect their children from this insidious onslaught from Big Pharma, which has infected and corrupted our public health sector. We're talking about children here. Florida Surgeon General is already on it. I love this. Now, parents are waking up. They're waking up to a lot of the fraud that's been perpetrated on America in the past few years, from what they're forcing into the minds of children in the warped school curricula, and now, and what they're threatening to force into the bodies of our children, despite parental objections. Now, remember, these people are pro-choice about abortion, porn, and drugs. But on everything else, they want to make all your family's big decisions. They'll push mandates and issue emergency regs. And when you don't comply, they'll punish you. They'll shame you, and they'll try to exclude you.
Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel, absolutely brilliant. Don't forget, coming up on the show, Bob Beer's going to join us. Used to be a city councilman in Ward 2. Remember him? Well, he wants to be on the city council again, this time in Ward 4. We'll get a chance to visit with Bob Beer's coming up in just a bit. Also, Kash Patel, he's going to be busy tonight at South Point. He's going to be speaking at that NPRI benefit dinner. I'll be there, and maybe you'll be there. Wow. But Kash Patel is the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense, and we'll find out what he thinks about Mar-a-Lago. I mean, this is getting ugly, this whole Mar-a-Lago raid thing. And one of the only people that wasn't redacted was Kash Patel. Very, very strange. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at ndsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pay.